Missouri Net News, I'm Elisa Nelson. A new state audit shows two discounts offered to Missouri retailers and businesses for paying sales taxes or employee withholding taxes on time are funneled to corporations. Over a two-year period, State Auditor Nicole Galloway says the discounts make up $282 million in taxes that citizens paid.
Offering millions to businesses for making timely payments, something they're already required to do and will be penalized for if they do not, is unnecessary and unlikely to result in improved compliance.
Missouri is the only state in the nation that lets employers keep 2% of employee withholding taxes if they are paid to the state on time. Some state budget leaders are nearing a potential funding solution to help thousands of disabled Missourians. Brian Howsworth reports.
I visited with the Senate Majority Leader an event here in Jefferson City that Senator Blunt spoke at involving mental health. Senator Kehoe says that Senator Cunningham and Chairman Fitzpatrick have been working very hard. He believes there is a path forward to solve the issue. His aim is to preserve that care.
Governor Greitens says the flag brings real patriots to their feet, not their knees. The former Navy SEAL posted on Facebook today, the American flag deserves reverence from everybody. Some NFL players are kneeling during games to protest police brutality against minorities. Law enforcement officers are searching in a wooded area in eastern Missouri's Jefferson County for a homicide suspect. A major case squad has been called to investigate today a homicide near Fenton. Two men have been convicted of first-degree murder for the 2016 killing of a woman on an interstate in eastern Missouri's Hazelwood. Emma Wallace was shot to death when Leroy Coleman and Jared Corley allegedly followed her from a bar. Democrat Renee Hoganson is running for Congress in Missouri's 4th District and is harshly critical of incumbent Republican Vicki Hartzler's aggressive stance against transgender people in the military. Hartzler has sponsored an amendment to block the military from paying for the transgender surgeries, claiming the expense prevented soldiers from being deployed. Citing a Rand Corporation study, Hoganson accuses Hartzler of having bias issues.
The Rand reports indicate there's no problem with readiness or morale in any of the other 18 countries that allow transgender military personnel.
Hartzler is considered a strong favorite for re-election in the heavily Republican 4th District. From wedding bliss to wedding dist, a St. Louis couple had thousands of dollars in wedding gifts, cash, and a wedding dress stolen from their vehicle on Sunday night while they had dinner in downtown St. Charles. This is Missouri Net News.